Good afternoon. I am Negi. I would like to talk about the fourth quarter as well as the full year. And I have many slides to cover today, so I will speak very quickly. And I will just focus on the slides that are very important. And so if there are any questions, please feel free to ask me questions during the Q&A session. Thank you. They say in terms of the fourth quarter, in terms of the revenue or net sales, it was minus 1% year on year, and the cost of sales was plus 7. And in terms of the figures, it is better than we have expected. And in terms of the net sales, it is in terms of the number, because of the patent infringement, we received 400 million yen. And in terms of the expense, there was extraordinary expense. And therefore, if we offset all those numbers, so in terms of the forecast that we have provided, I guess we are within the range. And in terms of we use the same currency as the previous year, it is plus 3%. So this is a figure that is better than what we have expected. And you see the numbers in dollars. And this you can just see the comparison in terms of the dollars so that you will be able to compare with the competitors. And we had the royalty in one-time income, and we have some currency offset number. And we have to pay for the license fee. And in terms of the technical royalty license fee, we have to pay one-time fee. And in 2011, we had to change the currency rate, and that has been added, and that is in the magnitude of about 100 million yen. Therefore, in terms of the actual number, it is in line with the range that we have forecasted. This is by region, and if we actually eliminate the currency impact, we see plus 8% in terms of Japan, and then the others are flat or relatively in the negatives. And this shows the currency rate impact, and this shows the constant currency revenue growth, and you see on a year-by-year basis. And in terms of Q3 and Q4, you see an improvement in Q4. But unfortunately, we thought that we can do better, say 5 to 6%, but unfortunately that was not the case. This is by segment. I have already given you the similar explanation last time. Enterprise-wise, it looks minus 3%, but this is the impact of the currency rate. And so in terms of the enterprise, we have sales outside of Japan. And therefore, in terms of the currency impact, we see minus. But then, actually, there is not much of a difference between consumer and enterprise. In the past, we had the booking, but now we use the term pre-GAAP. And there are different ways to show the numbers, but we thought that it might cause some confusion. And therefore, we decided to use the concept of pre-GAAP, which is revenue before adjusting deferred revenue. And this is more accurate than the booking format. And we use the local currency and try to see what is the impact. And this is not the revenue per se. In terms of Europe, it is plus 10%. Considering the environment in Europe right now, I think we did very well in Europe. And this is for the enterprises mainly. And I can talk about this later. This one is deferred revenue. And I will just skip this part and talk about the expenses. You see the blue part? As compared to the last quarter, it is increasing. This is the expense of the affiliated companies, but there has been some error in the past records, so we made some adjustments, and so it is actually the average, and so it is about 2.5 billion yen. And I am talking about the blue portion. Now let's take a look at the cash flow. I know that people are pretty sensitive about cash flow, and we believe that we are in a very good condition regarding cash flow. Now let's talk about the highlights and lowlights. I repeat myself. In terms of the strategic products, we are seeing a continuous growth. And Ms. Eva Chang will be elaborate on this matter later. And in terms of the European market, it was declining in the past, but we believe that we did better in the fourth quarter, and we grew by two digits. Now, let's talk about the lowlights. We have consumers and small enterprises, and the business is relatively weak. And in terms of Windows or PC, I do believe that that segment is shrinking. And also, the small businesses are very sensitive to the economic environment. Therefore, we see some weakness in this segment. And starting from this quarter, we will see some impact. But in the U.S., we have automatic renewal. And that is the scheme that we have implemented. But that became the point of class action. And in terms of California, in 2011, the law has been revised. Based on that new revision, we had to undo all the automatic renewal scheme and have the users go manually to renew. And that being the case, in 2011, and in comparison to 2012, we will see some impact, i.e., in 2012, maybe we might see some renewal rate impact. Because maybe some people might forget to renew, because renewal is not only done by the company level, but by the individual as well. We are talking about the award of litigation, and so we are impacted by that. So that impact will continue for this year in the United States. And I don't know how much it will impact the revenue. And we believe that it will impact us in the magnitude of $1 billion. And also, we have deals and inquiries, but then it takes time to close that contract, because I guess people are on tight budget, and that was the case in the fourth quarter. So I believe that that will continue as a trend. And in terms of headcount, there has not been much of an increase, and we have gains and reversal of stock option, and we actually have a loss on sales of euro-denominated marketable securities. Now, this is the full year, and you see the total here. And so we were able to increase the revenue and the profit. And so in terms of the operating income, it increased by 11%. And also in terms of the revenue, it increased by 1%. And so I guess we did very well. And you see that there is a 4% impact due to the exchange rate. And the next slide, I will skip because this is by region. And I'm sure that you are interested on this chart, which touches upon and the cost. In terms of the comparison with the previous year, this is the goodwill amortization. And over here, you see the headcount. This is the issue that we have to tackle. And we have to invest in human resources, so we will continue doing that. And we have to introduce new technologies so that we will be able to come up with new solutions for the customers. So there are some confusion caused by the changes in the currency rate. And so we are based on 2005 in terms of the currency rate, and if it is constant, then you see that there has not been much of a difference in terms of the revenue growth. I'm sure that you are very much interested in the dividend. And as I've mentioned then during the third quarter, in terms of the dividend payout policy, we actually added the stock option cost, as it was 60% in terms of the payout ratio. But then we had the reversal of the stock options, and we had a different accounting mechanism that we have to abide by. And so we decided to have the dividend payout ratio of 65%. And so we increased by 5%, but the absolute figure was it is about the same. And we will have the dividend of 86 yen, and this is a plus 23% year on year.
In the past 1 year, in terms of the compensation to the shareholders, from this perspective, this is the actual amount for the dividend, and also in terms of the buybacks. Both added together, 71% in the previous year, so 92% in terms of 92% of the total revenue by means of cash we have reimbursed them. And of course, 86 yen as a dividend is 3.4% in terms of the interest rate with the current market price at the moment. So this is how we are compensating the shareholders. And last but not least, in terms of the first quarter, the forecast assumption, unfortunately, due to various elements, as I have mentioned, in terms of renewal rate will drop for one time, and the macroeconomic uncertainty and also the currency rates, exchange rate, everything will be negative and minus. In case of Japan, of course, there's no problem with the renewal scheme, but the consumer market is very difficult and stringent at the moment. So at the moment, 6% minus negative and 29% in terms of operating income. So as you can see in numbers here. Obviously, as I mentioned, in terms of reduction of the operating income, this is due to negative revenue and also expense and cost. We like to keep the cost as it is. And the element overall is that we are hoping the revenue and sales to go up. So next maybe fiscal year, we're hoping to do so. And so in 1 year, in total annum, it's not as worse as it looks. We'd have to look at the currency exchange rate of yen, and but we believe that it's going to be a plateau or flat in terms of 2012. And so this is for the quarter and for per annum. This is what the projections are. So this will be all, but if you have any questions, I would like to invite questions later on. So thank you very much.